You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom updated Californians on the latest COVID-19 regulations and mandates. Here are the edited remarks of Governor Newsom.
The effects of Thanksgiving, they have not yet been felt. They will be felt in a number of weeks. Dr. Fauci, I think, said it best. He says we should anticipate a surge on top of a surge. Just in the last 14 days, close to 1,000 Californians have lost their lives due to COVID-19. The bottom line is if we don't act now, our hospital system will be overwhelmed. If we don't act now, we'll continue to see a death rate climb, more lives lost. And that's why today we are pursuant to the blueprint we put out some 14 or so weeks ago, pulling that emergency brake. We've done it sequentially over the course of the last number of weeks, but we're doing it in a much more broad and much more comprehensive way today. We are announcing and introducing a regional stay-at-home order in the state of California, fundamentally predicated on the need to stop gathering with people outside of your household, to do what you can to keep most of your activities outside, and of course, always most important non-pharmaceutical intervention, that is wear face coverings, wear a mask. Here's what we are introducing today. Regions where the ICU capacity is falling below 15%, we are now mandating that we are implementing a stay-at-home order for 3 weeks. We have five regions in this state. We've defined these five regions: Northern California, Greater Sacramento, Bay Area, San Joaquin Valley, and the larger region in Southern California. Most of these, four out of the five, we anticipate as early as the next day or two, as late as the next week or so, that the Greater Sacramento, Northern California regions, as well as San Joaquin Valley and Southern California regions will have reached that 15% or less ICU capacity. The Bay Area may have a few extra days. Our current projections suggest mid, maybe late December, but all within just the next few weeks, our ICU capacity in the state of California will drop in these five regions, not just in the aggregate, reminding you none of us live in the aggregate, but in these regions where we all reside, 40 million of us. The ICU capacity in all of these regions by the end of this month will drop, based on our current projections, below 15% in total capacity. What does a stay-at-home order mean? What is on that list in terms of augmentation and new protocols and new guidelines? We're looking temporary closure when the region is placed in the stay-at-home category, that bars, wineries, personal services, hair salons, and the like will be temporarily closed for that three-week period. Those sectors that will remain open in this new criteria include schools, bars closed, schools opened that have received waivers with the appropriate oversight and safety protocols that we have advanced and we demand in terms of standards. Critical infrastructure, broadly defined on the previous guidances, we have put out retail occupancy at 20% capacity. What we want to avoid is concentrating just in large box retail, too much of concentrated retail activity that actually would induce more mixing, not less. Thus, the decision by our health professionals and our advisors, which are ample. And restaurants be open, continue to be open for takeout and delivery. And I just want to acknowledge Jack Conde. I want to acknowledge the California Restaurant Association. As a restaurateur myself, as someone who quite literally started right out of college, opened a small retail business and a restaurant, I deeply empathize and I have deep appreciation for the stress and the struggles our restaurants have had. And I want to just acknowledge incredible leadership of Jot, his board of directors and his team. I know how difficult and challenging this is. We're also establishing a framework where all non-essential travel is as well temporarily restricted statewide. We encourage you to take your dog for a walk. We want you to exercise and go on a run with a partner within your household. Go sledding, these outdoor activities in the winter, to the extent a walk on the beach or out in our state parks or your local parks is appropriate. We encourage that. Take a bike ride. Go fishing. Those that are learning to meditate more and more, I imagine, in yoga, we encourage those activities. So this is really important. To take care of your physical health, to take care of your mental health, to get the kind of exercise that is required to get us through this temporary moment. This is not a permanent state. There is light at the end of the tunnel. We are a few months away from truly seeing real progress with the vaccine, real distribution, real accessibility, real availability. We do not anticipate having to do this once again, but we really all need to step up. We need to meet this moment head on, and we need to do everything we can to stem the tide, to bend the curve, and to give us the time necessary by bending that curve to get those vaccines in the hands of all Californians, all across the state. Thank care, everybody, and thank you for the privilege of your time.